Today I was inspired by Philip Glass's Symphony No. 9. I actually painted three canvases at the same time. The one that you're seeing is the third of the canvases, and it was actually mostly done during the second movement, which is about 20 minutes long. I called it Nymphony, or Glass Nymphony, because in Monet's garden, when you go over under the bridge where the water gardens are, it's also called the Nymph Garden, and I thought this seemed like Monet's garden, but with twisted colors, more like fall colors, like fire water. It even exemplifies many cities now are lighting fires in the water as an art form, and it's quite fascinating to see. I've seen it in several places, Kansas City and also in Columbus, but I think it originated in Rhode Island, in Providence. In any case, this painting started with a very thin gray line structure, and then it built on top of that with the teal. I remember that was the first day I had that color, and it was wonderful. The reds and the golds and the greens, just very tranquil. The sister paintings that go with this look so different than this painting, however. They picked out all the little, the piece of music is majestic and haunting and beautiful and melancholic, and then it would have these little notes that just didn't even fit in, and it was like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. And so a lot of those notes are on the other canvases. This one was when it was very tight and very held together and panoramic, like a landscape, or like I said, like a water scene, fire water.